Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Offerings of the Lord. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Cain was very wroth. He became furious. Over what? Over an offering. And his countenance fell. And the Lord said to Cain, why are you wroth? Why are you so furious? And why is your countenance fallen? And that's a question that everybody ought to ask themselves. Ask yourself, if you ever get irritated or aggravated about money or somebody talking about money or offerings, you need to be real honest. Get yourself by the ear, drag yourself over in front of your mirror and say, what are you so mad about? What's going on? Why does that irk you so bad? He said, verse 7, if you do well, shall you not be accepted? What's the Lord telling him? How many know the Lord is good? He's not trying to keep people out. What's he telling him? He's telling him, if you just make a few adjustments, I'll accept your offer. Right? If you just make some adjustments. If you do right, you do good. So how, what do we know by this statement? Was he trying to do right? No, he was not. In fact, 1 John said he was wicked. You got to understand, people haven't read this right. They think, well, bless his heart. He, you know, he did what he knew. He brought his vegetables and no, he didn't. Amen. No, this is not a simple technical mistake. His heart was not right. He didn't care. He's just going through the motion. And God didn't accept it because God knows your heart. He said, no, I'm not accepting that offering. Abel brought Fluffy and he said, yeah, now that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I like that. I will accept that. In fact, I respect that, Abel. That's good. And of course, Cain obviously heard this and saw this. And it made him so mad. He was ready to bite nails into. And the Lord looked at him right there on the spot. He said, what's wrong with you? What you so been out of shape about? Why are you so furious? If you'll do good, I'll accept your offering. Just get it straight. Make some changes. He said, if you do not well, you refuse to listen to me right now. How many know God knows the future? He knows the end from the beginning. He said, if you don't, sin is lying or crouching at the door. Sin is right here. How many know when you get mad and you get bent out of shape like that, is it still true today? Sin is at the door. You get so mad and so bent out. The wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. Listen to another translation. I like the way it brings it out here in the NIV. He says, if you do what's right, will you not be accepted? If you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you. But you must master it. The Amplified says, sin is crouching at your door. Its desire is for you. But again, it says, you must master it. You must overcome it. Doesn't that sound like other passages of Scripture? Where the Lord, you know, told Peter, he said, Satan has desired to sift you like wheat. Right? Concerning Job, the enemies desired to get to him. He said, the devil's at the door. Was he? We know the rest of the story. What was in the making? A murder. The first murder. Over what? Like I said, I'm getting light as to why people get so bent out of shape. Why? It goes all the way back to here. He said, what's wrong with you? Why are you so mad about this man's offering? If God accepts somebody's offering and blesses them profusely, what is our response? Glory to God. What if they pass you like a rocket? and have more income in a month than you did in the last 3 years put together. Now see, you got a choice, don't you? Especially if it's somebody you know. Especially if it's somebody close to you. Especially if somebody been saved 5 years less time than you. You help them get started, and now they done passed you. Could you get bent out of shape? Would the enemy tempt you to be envious or jealous? Well, I guess so. We've had people tell us about the church. You know? Well, you know, it's no wonder y'all, you know, so many people so quick. They had this, and they had these other people, and they had these folk that helped them, and they had this. Well, thank God. But God will help you too. Right? He's no respecter of persons. After what? You'll be making excuses why you won't ever have it. No, somebody gets a better car than you, it's time to shout, say, whoo, man, I'm glad for you. And mean it. And mean it. Go on, brother. Tell me how you did it. Right? Tell me what you did. Because how many understand when God is blessing somebody and they're increasing and they're coming up and up and up, they can't do that on their own. God is prospering them. He's promoting them. He must have accepted their offerings. Right? Don't you second guess it. Don't you judge it. You try to find out. Well, Lord, how many understand what Cain should have been doing? He should have talked to Abel, all right, but not like he did. Abel is baby brother. Can you see what's working here? See, the devil is always trying to breathe his nature into people. His nature is pride and rebellion. And one of the primary manifestations of pride and rebellion is anger. You see this? Why people get so rubbed the wrong way. What do you mean you accepted my baby brother's offering and you didn't accept my... I'm the firstborn. I'm a farmer like daddy. So? Your offering stinks. It's a little pitiful thing. It's not out of your heart. You didn't try to do anything to honor God. How many understand this didn't have to go this way? He could have said, Abel, what'd you do? Well, you know, I started to give this one, but I thought, you know, that's not good enough for the Lord. And I started to give, you know, Boo Boo over there and Ray Ray. But you know, he's got that ear that flops over a little bit. And Boo Boo, you know, one leg's a little bit long. You can't see it till you get real close. But I found Fluffy and I thought, oh, Fluffy, Fluffy. Yeah. And I just knew in my heart that that was the one. And he could have seen that he didn't do that. He just took something he was about to throw away anyway. Did you hear me? Brought it over. Why? Because we're just giving it to the Lord. The Lord can't eat it. Now you might think that's funny, but that's what a whole chapter is devoted to in Malachi. So they said, you know, what a weariness it is. Why bring anything nice to the church? Because, you know, what's God's going to do? Is he going to wear it? Well, when his people put it on, he's wearing it. When his people eat it, he's eating it. When his people drive it, he's driving it. When his people live in it, he's living in it. Did you know that? Is that scripture? Inasmuch as you've done it unto the least of these, my brethren, he said, you did it to me. He takes it personally. You know, you can buy the Lord lunch today. You could pay off the Lord's car. Or make a payment on the Lord's car. You could make a payment on the Lord's house. You could buy the Lord a new dress or new suit of clothes. I know it sounds funny, but you can. You can. And even though a person is receiving it, you're doing it to him. Unto him. Hallelujah. He said, if you do well, won't you be accepted? But if you don't, sin is at the door And Cain, verse 8, he talked with Abel, his brother. What did he talk to him about? He was mad. He was furious. Obviously, he berated him, came down on him, and Abel didn't agree with him. Probably Abel tried to talk to him and said, no. Well, no, you're offering, you know, where would the Lord accept your offering and not mine? He said, well, I don't know, but he will. God loves you. You can get it right. Ask him. He'll tell you. But that wasn't good enough. He couldn't stand that there was more blessing on baby brother. He couldn't stand it. The baby brother had the favor of God and was accepted, and he was not. And he got so furious and so bent out of shape that he reached up his hand and hit him. And implications are that he cut his throat. There's a handful of people on the planet. There's 4, 5, 10 people, and they're all family. This is his brother. Hadn't been that long ago, mom and daddy was in the Garden of Eden. And here's his baby brother, laying on the ground, blood everywhere. Over what? Do you see that? Over an offering. Verse 9. The Lord said to Cain, where is Abel, your brother? He said, I don't know. Liar. Amen. How many can see what's happening? He has taken on the characteristics of the devil. He's a liar. He's a murderer. Is that right? How many understand the devil wants to breathe that into everybody on the planet? He wants every one of us to be liars and thieves and murderers and destroyers. And if you yield to him, whether it's a little degree or large, you become like him. Oh, but the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit will make us like Jesus if we yield to him. Truth tellers, givers, those who love. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. That's us. Yeah. That's us. Yeah. We have nothing to do with the devil and his stuff.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The First Offerings, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1102A. That's R1102A, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.